This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. States in the hardest hit country in the world face a critical deadline in the battle against COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With COVID-19 deaths having reached an all-time single-day high in the United States this week, states face a critical deadline today. The states must submit their request for doses of the Pfizer vaccine by the end of the day and specify where they want the vaccine to be shipped. Meantime, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. recorded 3,157 coronavirus deaths on Wednesday. The previous single-day high was 2,603 deaths on April 15th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, Austria has started voluntary mass testing for the coronavirus in a move that officials hope will help prevent long, hard lockdowns in the future. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The fast antigen test kicks off days before Austria starts loosening tough lockdown measures that have been in place since mid-November. Positive tests will be backed up by conventional tests within 24 hours and contacts quarantine if they're confirmed. Italy's South Tyrol province, which borders Austria, already has conducted mass tests, following the example of Slovakia, which moved to slow infections and to avoid a second lockdown by testing nearly two-thirds of its people in one weekend last month. I'm Charles de la Desma.
If you'd like more on COVID-19 news or all the day's stories, please visit us at voanews.com.